future TDRs.
Yes.
Until we get one in front of us, we're just speculating. And it sounds good. Some of these sound good, but it depends on how it.
Right. I hear speaker after speaker saying they support TDRs, but then they don't support increasing density in certain areas, and that's the fundamental element of a TDR.
I think you're right.
So you think they're confused about what they support or don't support?
It depends on where that receiving area is, if it can accept it. If that has environmental problems, transportation problems, I think it has to be evaluated as to where that receiving area is and how well it can manage. Again, you're talking about managing the density, managing the growth.
So it's not the fundamental increasing of density that some of these folks are opposed to, but rather site-specific.
Site-specific and how, yes, and area-specific. Okay. Because, as I said, restricting it to an 8-mile zone, I just think
would you agree that when we create a map that is part of a plan that designates an area as a growth zone, we are in essence saying that is an appropriate area to increase density?
I would say so. If it is a growth zone.
The environmentally sensitive developing district, you're excluding those.
Yes, I believe.
That's his growth zone.
Yeah, I believe that. The environmentally sensitive district should not be a developing district because of what you have heard. You know, back in 1972 when I came down here, this was not the same. It's not the same today as what it was. So therefore, I think we have to come into the 21st century and say, we got to do things differently here. You could go to a state like Oregon where Portland has a no-growth zone, for God's sakes. A no-growth zone. Can you imagine that?
We have those here. They're called ag preservation districts.
No. I'm talking about a sizable ring around the city of Portland.
We have tens of thousands of acres of preserved land in this county that are no-growth zones.
I know that.
Okay.
It's not the same.
Would you support a density-neutral approach to the environmentally developing district?
I'm not sure. What do you mean
by
that?
If in that zone of 10,000 acres or what have you, 2 units per acre is 20,000 units, as long as densities are moved around in there, say 100 acres is permanently preserved and those 200 units are then move to another area within the environmentally developing sensitive district, that is density neutral. Is that something that make sense?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Everybody wants to be transferring these densities. Nobody wants to be on the receiving end. So the details are what we're going to have to work out. And it's a pie in the sky type of program. Nobody wants to, I'm going to guarantee right now, nobody, especially in the environment and sensitive.
George, the devil is in the details, and that's got to be worked out.
We're just wasting time here talking about it because
there's not enough receiving areas at the beach. That's the bottom line.
As your moderator, I would ask for consideration that we try to focus on letting everybody speak as opposed to having two-way conversations.
Yeah. We can debate later, huh? Yeah. Because, Mike, you do know about stormwater management that we do not approve any of them. Any stormwater management plans. It's not our bag. Soil conservation does that. You know, I agree with you. I sit on that particular board. And the way they do stormwater management,
but you can exercise your authority as a council to say these are not appropriate.
We've asked them not to put them on the main highways, so that if they ever expand the highways, that they have to rip them all out and do something different with them. I agree with you.
We got one right in front of
LLB. It's a cash cow. It's a good cash cow for them. So, okay, thanks, Mike.
Next speaker. Anyone? Somebody have their hand up?
Don't be shy, Sarah. Get up. No, she works here.
Yes. Okay. Somebody's in the way.
Tell them you're
she just makes squeaks.
Come on, Sarah.
Hello. My name is Holly Conaway. I live at 69 Rivers End Drive. My family owns 186 acres on the Nanticoke River. I just wanted to personalize the subject for a minute and talk about property owner rights. I had an agonizing experience with the state and DENREC that started about 2 years ago. I was reading the paper one day, page 810, found a tiny little article about state resource area maps, natural area maps. I looked at this tiny little map and I said, I think our family farm is on there. So I called up DENREC and I talked to someone and she said, oh, that really wasn't supposed to be published yet. It wasn't supposed to be public.